Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Dave Wunstead, Bears head coach for 6 seasons.
The Bears.
The Bears.
Super Bowl champion.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah!
He has the greatest mustache you've ever seen.
Some say it's a symptom of manliness. Others a cause. The mustache.
Why don't you hang it out with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score?
Open up the door. It's Dave.
Who?
Dave. D-A-V-E.
Dustin, we're not going to waste airtime on that, okay?
Thank you.
Next question.
Thank you.
Next question.
Thank you very much.
Dave Wunstead.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a pleasure to have our guy Dave Wunstead here in studio with us. Coach, good morning. How you holding up?
There you go.
I'm good. A tough game. One that nobody expected to win.
Right.
But then when we had an opportunity to win it, obviously it kind of changed everybody's emotions there at the end. And then you look around the league. How about last weekend in the NFL?
Unbelievable.
It was unreal.
Yeah.
You know, even last night, going back last night.
Well, that's why you felt like you had a chance for the Bears.
Yes,
because
Dave, I agree.
You know, because of all the upsets. And Dave, I think what also it was, so much of this past offseason leading into this year felt different for Bears fans. And so much of Sunday night looked the same.
Yeah. I mean,
disappointing offensive line.
Yep.
Defense that plays well and deserves to win. Outcome that you don't like in a process that looks worse. Because they can't protect the quarterback.
See, now I'm going to go, I'm all in with Flus and everybody, but I'm gonna push back a little bit there, David. Last year, we knew how to run the ball, and we would run the football. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody, we run Luke Getsy and them out of town.
Yep.
And Justin Fields, you see what the Steelers are doing with them now? He threw for
2-0.
Yeah, 2-0. But let me make a point. And I love Caleb. I'm on board with Caleb. But Justin, the Steelers are doing what we did with him. He threw for 170 yards. I mean, he's not throwing for 400 yards a game. And he's rolling out, and he's just not turning the ball over.
He's
And he's running for 75 yards. So, you know, I look back and say maybe it wasn't all wrong where what we were doing with him. At least our philosophy, but right now we've lost that mentality of on offense of being a tough physical team.
Well, I think that listening to what Matt Eberflus said yesterday, he's talking about the only way we're going to be able to stop all the blitzing, and there's now a blueprint out there of how to beat the Bears, and that is to come after the quarterback. And you saw a coach that didn't usually blitz the quarterback. They blitzed over 40% of the time.
Yep.
And I think that you've got to run the ball. And Flew said that yesterday. We've got to run the ball to stop the blitzing. And, you know, I get out of the shotgun. I get under center. I would try to run the football conventionally a little bit and see if this offensive line can get some lather going and get some downhill going.
And what's the matter with Herbert? Where did he disappear to? You know, I mean,
he scored a touchdown when they gave him the ball.
He's our best runner, in my opinion, inside the tackle area. And what DeAndre Swift is doing, he's a super talented kid. But you know, he's kind of a fringe guy. He's on the edge rushing, he screens, he's throwing it. You know, you can get the ball in the perimeter pretty good. He'll make a run here or there, but those tough yards that you're talking about.
You guys are down on Swift. I don't know where that's coming from.
David, it's not down on Swift.
I'm down on that. I don't think for what we need to do running the ball, I don't think that's his cup of tea.
He's a cut and then move guy. They need to hit the line of scrimmage and run the damn ball straight forward a little
bit. There's nowhere to run.
No. But Olin Krutz would tell you this, that, you know, if people start getting on the offensive line about not pass protecting, and Olin would say, well, then let's just run it to slow these guys down a little bit. I mean, you're exactly right. The first quarter, when Caleb was in a good rhythm, they were rushing four. And then all of a sudden they said, you know what, enough of this. And they started bringing five and the pressures and the blitzes, and here we go. But
and then you get behind the score, and at the end of the game, they're just teeing off on the kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No chance. You know, and maybe Mercedes Lewis, he's on the team. You know, you either run the ball or bring in more blockers. There's not any other solutions, guys. I've lived this crap. We went down to Dallas when they were leading the NFL. I was at the Dolphins. They were leading the NFL in defense. And Mike Zimmer was the coordinator then. Parcells was the coach, head coach. And they were blitz kings. And I remember Norv Turner and Tony Wise talking. And I said, what's the plan? And Norv says, you want to know what the plan is? We're going to have a bunch of one-receiver routes. I said, one receiver? He says, yeah, we're going to keep the tight ends in the block and the backs in. And we're going to match up on their guy, and we're going to have to make some throws and catches, but we're going to have time to do it. And that's what we did, and we beat them.
What about changes on the offensive line? How feasible is it to try different combinations, try different positions, try different personnel?
I'm asking this because I'm not 100%. What's our options? I mean,
Matt Pryor for Nate Davis, Kramer for Coleman Shelton, maybe moving Tevin Jenkins from the left side to the right side. Tinker, try different options, combinations, try anything because nothing's working.
Yeah, I think you have to be honest as a staff and say, is it because we're physically not good enough to block, or is it what we're trying to ask these guys to do? Mm-hmm. You know, and if that's the case, David, yeah. I mean, something needs to change because
Nate Davis does not look like the player that you guaranteed $30 million to bring.
Oh, it never has. Never has.
So what do you do then? You just write it out because of the contract?
I think because of depth, you're kind of stuck right now. You know, that's what you're looking at. Okay. You know, the old thing, as I always say, you want to get rid of him, good. Now, who's going to take his place? And at this point in the season, it's difficult to do that. You know, that's a decision that probably needed to be made if they were going to make it.
3 years, $30 million, 19 guaranteed. Yeah. That's a big commitment to a guy who can't play.
Yep. Yes, it is. And the practice thing bothers me as much as the play, you know?
Right.
I mean, I'm kind of a little bit old school that way. I want guys out there participating in the OTAs and training camp, and he's had a tough time being on the field.
I'm just curious. So I mean, I don't want to just blame the offensive line, because as we've talked about, you've got to deal with the limitations you might have. And if you're struggling in pass protection, then run the football.
Yep.
And if you're playing a team that allows a lot of rushing yards, then run the football. So I think it's a fairly simple kind of response to what has happened in the first two games. And And that should really just improve your team and open up a lot of other stuff.
It's almost, if you probably played back the conversation we had last week, even though they won the game, I think we were sitting here saying pretty much the same things. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Let's get, and you know, what do you have? We had one play. Guys, it's too hard in the NFL, probably on any level, to drive the ball consistently 80 yards without the defense making a play or without there being a mistake somewhere. My point is, we had one play over 20 yards, you know, and the only way you're going to get some shot plays, and, you know, and I know I'm repeating myself, but I always call two shot plays a half.
Yeah.
You might get a pass interference if it's incomplete. You know, you might complete it. If nothing else, you're going to alert the defense that you better stay back there and defend the pass. My point is that the big pass plays come off of the play-action pass, which comes off the running game. You're not going to get a 50-yard pass on second down and 10 unless somebody makes a mistake on defense or they don't know what they're doing over there.
All right, we've got to get to a break. We're going to come back and talk about whether this offense coordinator is the right guy to do it. I mean, don't you have to intercede if you're not getting what you want as a head coach? We'll ask Dave how he has handled that in the past. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.